Senate Bill 96, Representative Manson.
Mr. Chairman, Senate Bill 96, if I could just speak from here.
That'd be fine, sir. Thank you.
Right. Senate Bill 96 is largely by the way of cleanup, and Ron Schmidt is here to tell us all of the good things we need to know about the bill. So I would defer to him.
Thank
well,
you.
Welcome.
Welcome. I'm
I think
happy
this is
to
the
be
first
here.
Time this year.
Yes, it is.
Good.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Ron Schmidt from PIR, and I'm representing the South Dakota Optometric Society. And I'd like to focus, if we could, on Senate Bill 96. And looking at the bill, I believe it's very straightforward. Right now, there's a cap on damages for personal injury or death and certain malpractice actions in relationship to enumerated providers. And if you'll look at the bill, you'll see that right now the law covers medical doctors, chiropractors, dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, hospital critical assets, hospital registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the bill would add, if you'll see on line 6, the word optometrist, which would be simply to add this profession to this list. It's important if you look at lines 12 and 13, the cap relates only to general damages such as pain and suffering and those types of damages, and there's no limitation as noted on line 13 on special damages. But again, none of that has changed. On page 2, if you'll look at lines 1 and 2, this is important. You'll note that this only applies to causes of action occurring after July 1, 2002. So it's not retroactive. It would only go into effect for anything that arose after July 1 of this year. So it couldn't apply to anything that's outstanding or pending. I've worked with optometry now for over 20 years, and I've never known, quite frankly, of a malpractice action against them. I know of none now. But in fairness, this would simply add that profession to this list. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. We'll take questions after further proponents. Any further proponents on Senate Bill 96? Any further proponents? Hearing no further proponents, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 96? Hearing no opponents. Questions from the committee? Any questions from the committee? Representative Matson, or Representative Matson, do you have any further comments you wish to make?
I really don't.
Okay. Not a problem. The committee will then close from public testimony and open up for discussion and action. Representative McCauley.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass.
Second.
Moved by Representative McCauley, seconded by Representative Jensen, to pass on Senate Bill 96. Comments on that motion? Hearing no comments then, the question before the committee is the do pass motion on Senate Bill 96. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The secretary will call the roll, please.
Hartling. Aye. Gillespie. Aye. Hennies. Aye. Jensen. Aye. Matson. Aye. McCauley. Aye. Monroe. Aye. Marshall. Aye. Nachtigall. Siebert. Aye. Landra. Michaels.
Aye. Do pass motion carries. Moved by Siebert consent, seconded by Representative Jensen. All those in favor of consent signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.